Hunters, be sure to be aware of the danger for fire this fall. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. As fire and hunting seasons converge in Wyoming, the Wyoming Game and Fish is urging hunters to exercise extreme caution with their campfires and to stay out of active and recently burned areas. The national preparedness level is currently at level 4 due to scarce firefighting resources and a combination of elevated temperatures and lack of precipitation, which is creating ideal conditions for wildfires in Wyoming. Fire bans and restrictions are currently in place in areas throughout the state. Hunters are encouraged to stay away from active burn areas for their own safety and the safety of firefighters. A fire that starts and burns through the fall can significantly affect hunting access. And to prevent these impacts, land management agencies may institute fire bans or restrictions. A map of Game and Fish hunt areas, as well as current fire activity, is available on the Game and Fish website, along with regional information as it becomes available. First, check for restrictions. Before you go camping, check with the Land Management Agency, that's the Forest Service, the BLM, or State Lands, to see if there are any fire bans or restrictions in place on those lands. Extinguish completely. Never leave a campfire unattended. Drown fires with plenty of water and dirt, stir up the ashes, and ensure that all remnants are cold to the touch before you leave. Clear the ground of all flammable materials and avoid building a fire under or at the base of a tree. Fire can burn into roots and then smolder for days. If it's windy, don't bother starting a warming fire. Use several gallons of water to fully extinguish fires, not just a water bottle, and remember to keep your chains from dragging on the ground while driving. Those who violate fire restrictions or whose campfire causes a wildfire can be subject to fines up to $5,000 for individuals and up to $10,000 for organizations, as well as imprisonment up to 6 months or both. A responsible party can be charged the costs of extinguishing a fire. Current fire restrictions on Game and Fish land can be found on the Fire Ban webpage by going to the Game and Fish website. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.